And on the line with us from Berea is the new offensive coordinator for the Browns, North Turner. First of all, Coach, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks, Vic. It's been exciting getting in here and getting to work. And, you know, Chud's doing a great job, I think, getting the staff together. And he's bringing in some, you know, great experience and some talented people.
Let's talk about that, because the attraction for you, someone with all the years of experience you've had, 38 overall, 14 as a head coach, and certainly other teams in the market for coordinators. What made you pick Cleveland? I mean, it's obvious. I know you had the relationship with Rob Chudzinski, but did it go? Tell me about that as the starting point, and then what other factors came to mind for you?
Well, the thing you talked about, I have I've coached in this league a long time, and I have had the opportunity to be in different places. You know, I think the combination of the ownership, the new ownership, the new management, you know, obviously they had an interest in Rob, you know, when he talked to me about the possibility, I said, yeah, I mean, I would certainly be interested if something were to happen that way. And then, you know, kind of we just continue to communicate as his deal progressed. But I think the thing that I've always been intrigued by is being able to go work with young guys. And this roster has a lot of young players on offense. And then be part of something that's building. You know, I think this is something that can build and become very good. And, you know, I think that's something special to be a part of, something that started on the ground floor, and just see how far you can take it.
And, you know, the chemistry between you and Rob Chudzinski, you've known each other a long time, and beyond the couple of years that you worked together when he was on your staff in San Diego. If you could describe how that formed and what it's about, where do you guys, how do your ideas mesh, and what is it about the chemistry between you that made that seem so right for you?
Well, we were talking about it earlier today, and you know, Rob, when I was coaching in Dallas, actually came to training camp then, and then we have a lot of the same friends. And then he, when I was in Miami the 2 years, would come up and watch practice and be around. And I actually went down to the University of Miami a couple times, you know, for pro days and that type of thing. So we knew each other and you know, had talked a lot of football. But you don't really get to know somebody until you've worked with them. And when you worked with someone for 2 years in the NFL, you spend a lot of time together. And you get to know each other real well. And we do have a lot of the same ideas. We have a lot of the same background. And you know, I think from a standpoint of style of offense, you know, there's a lot of similarities. And that's, you know, we had great production the 2 years he was in San Diego with me. We won a lot of games, and, you know, we scored a lot of points and made a lot of big plays. So, you know, we're going to see if we can duplicate some of that here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, exciting offenses are part of what you've been about, what Rob has been about. And working toward that common goal is the thing. It's simple to say just score points, but there has to be the rhyme, the reason behind it. Give me a sense of your philosophy, Norv, and how that is, how you've learned it, and how you intend to implement it with Rob.
Well, I think this: if you can just do what you want to do. I mean, we want to be a, you know, be able to run the football, power run, and physical team up front. And then, you know, there's nothing like the explosive plays in the passing game, big plays down the field. You know, I think that's, you know, like the home run in baseball. I mean, that's why fans come. They want to be entertained. So there's nothing like that. Now, there's teams in this league that are capable of taking away what you do best and making you play left-handed, so to speak. So what you really want to do is put together the most complete offensive football team you can. And you may be a team that, you know, against some teams, you may have to put together a 12, 14-play drive and use 8 or 9 minutes of the clock to get it to go get a touchdown or go get points. And, you know, other teams give you more opportunities to make big plays. So, you know, we're going to work hard at playing, number one, being great at all the different situations that come up. And obviously this game is is now two-minute offenses and defenses become a big part of this game because the games are so close. And then obviously the red zone part of it, you just have to be a team that scores a lot of points. You have to do a great job in the red zone, and you have to be a good two-minute team.
How do you – you've worked in multiple roles in this league and not just a head coach, even though you've done that for a long time. But you've been an assistant, and you've been around, of course, some Hall of Fame players. But going – the dynamic of going from head coach to offensive coordinator and then having a person who younger guy who worked for you as an assistant is now the head coach. How does that dynamic play, and how do the everybody's got egos and everybody thinks about that. But I know you've always impressed me as a guy who gets along and goes with the flow of everything as long as I've known you. But please articulate how you get that relationship to work.
Well, the number one thing I think is, if I was sitting in a room full of coaches, as the offense coordinator, as the head coach, I'd make it clear that, everyone has a job to do, everyone has to know their role, and everyone has to go about doing that job and not worry about what someone else is doing. And now, if I'm in that position, I know what my role is. I know what my job is. I've been an assistant coach. I've been an offensive coordinator. So that part of it is not a problem for me at all. And, I think I have a luxury that some people don't have. I can choose who I've chosen who I wanted to work for. And if I didn't and I wanted to go work, I could go work somewhere else. So, I think this is a good situation, and that's really how it came about.
And we're visiting with Norv Turner, the new offensive coordinator of the Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're broadcasting from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Norv is on the line with us from Berea. You're going to be the play caller for the Browns. You are noted on your vast career. One of the things most people will say about you is you're as good a play caller as this league has seen. And I just wanted to get get your sense of the essence of how you go about that. And it's a rhythm thing, a timing thing. Give me a sense of what your thought process is calling plays.
The most important thing, I really believe this, and it sounds simple, but I think some guys get carried away with it, is you have to understand what you're capable of doing, what your players are capable of doing. You have to work hard to get good at as many things as you can, and then you have to be realistic in terms of what they're capable of doing, and that gives them the best chance to be successful, and then obviously that gives you, with your calls, the best chance of having success, because, I went all the way back to Dallas. I used to tell the guys, if we don't complete this ball, if we throw it four times during the week in practice this play and we don't complete it, there's no way I'm calling it in the game, because there's the chances of it working. If we can't get it done in practice, we're not going to get it done in the game. And there was one time we had a play in that Michael Irvin thought was going to be a touchdown, and that what happened was it was incomplete in practice. And on Friday he says, "Hey, call it and I'll make sure we make it work." He says, "It's going to be a touchdown." I said, we can't make it work in practice, Mike. He says, "Call it. Trust me, we'll call it and we'll do it." So I made an exception that time, and it did score a touchdown. But the biggest part of play calling for me is your guys being able to execute what you're asking them to do. And when they can do that, they make you look real smart.
Yeah, when Hall of Famers, of course, he wasn't in the hall quite then, but I guess when they ask for something like that, you might want to oblige them.
Absolutely.
and you've had a few of those guys.
And they are a little more committed to making it work when, they've stuck their neck out there a little bit.
Sure. Norv, the passing game, which is, again, the forte and the thing that you've had the success with, doing this with the climate of Southern California and different places like that versus what you're dealing with in Cleveland in the latter parts of the season, wind and rain and conditions. And when you brought your Charger team to Cleveland, it was one of the worst days, for game days, weather-wise, that we had all season. How does that factor into some of the thinking, too? Is that going to influence a lot of what you do as a play caller?
Well, I think it has a lot to do. I think you have to be able to run the football, and you have to understand that there's some times that you're not going to be able to make the big plays that you'd like to make. But, that game Sunday in New England, there's a lot of yards in passing, and Flacco, you know, comes out in the second half in tough conditions and throws three touchdown passes. So I think the you know, you get in those tough days and you can throw the ball. The one that's the hardest that I've been involved with is what you just talked about, the real rainy days when you put the rain and wind together. And you do have to, you know, adjust in the short passing game and be able to run the ball and understand that those games aren't going to end up 38-34. You know, you got to manage the game a little different. But my experience is, you know, going all the way back to the Rams, when we threw the ball extremely well, some of our best games were in New York in the cold and Philadelphia in the cold and rain. And, you know, it's just you have to have a mindset that you're going to do it. The advantage you have here, obviously, is that you do get a chance to practice in it.
Rob Budzinski said you would be coaching the quarterbacks in addition to being offensive coordinator. So you know who's on the roster right now: Brandon Weeden, Colt McCoy, Thaddeus Lewis. Obviously, it could be expected that the Browns would add maybe one or more quarterbacks through the offseason. But based on that role and what you know of these players right now, what is your coaching style when it comes to working with these players and you know, the technical mechanical part, especially with a guy like Weeden, who's only, even though his chronological age is 29, he's entering only his second year in the NFL. There's so much for him to learn technically.
Well, I think if you talk to the guys, and I'll go, you know, all the way back to Troy, but you know, we traded for Brad Johnson when I was in Washington. We traded for him, you know, in the off season, and he actually missed a lot of the mini camps because he had had his knee scope. But Trent Green going in with Alex Smith, you know, I can name some other guys, Jay Fiedler in Miami. If you talk to any of those guys, they'll tell you right from the get-go, it's about their technique and it's about their drop and it's about getting themselves in position to be able to deliver the ball quickly, deliver the ball on time. Usually we spend some time getting guys sped up, a little more compact. I think all the quarterbacks here are extremely young, so I don't think, you know, that it's going to be a big deal. I don't think they have a lot of bad habits ingrained. I think they'll adjust very quickly. I think they're good athletes, so I would expect them to be able to get speeded up. But that's the first thing that I tend to do with quarterbacks is speed up their drop, getting them a little more compact in terms of their drops and their motion, and getting the ball out of their hand a little quicker when we can, and that's a starting point. And you know, it's still about the, you know, accuracy and you know, putting the ball in a place where your guys can get it, and that's what we start working on right away.
Last thing, how much fun is it to be able to work with your son Scott coaching the Browns receivers?
Well, it's great. You know, it's really a unique opportunity, and you know, the thing I appreciate about it more, you know, I've been in a position over the last few years, I could have hired Scott if I wanted to, and I didn't, because I wanted him to go out and earn this thing on his own. And you know, he's coached in high school. He's coached as a graduate assistant in college. He was an assistant coach in college. You know, he was the offensive assistant for Chud in Carolina. And, you know, I think he's earned this job through what he did with Chud. And I know, you know, before this ever became a topic that this might happen, over the last couple of years, the guys at Carolina have been, you know, very positive about what Scott was doing down there and what he was able to contribute. So, you know, I think the fact that Chud wanted to hire him and have him here, that means as much to me as having the opportunity to work with him.
Well, very happy to have you aboard. Look forward to many more conversations with you along the way, Coach, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, great. Enjoy Mobile and all the stuff down there at the Senior Bowl.
Yes, he is Norv Turner, the new offensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up from Mobile, Alabama, on ESPN 850 WKNR.